If you live in the Southwest, are you feeling the heat yet? Do you start thinking about what your utility bill is going to look like with 106 degree weather outside? And are you wondering if there's anything you can do about it? You'll want to listen to this show to hear about some really cool things that you can do about all of it from someone in the know. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. I'm Gina Murphy, darling. And as always, I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. And a big heartfelt thanks to the sponsor for this show and a great Mrs. Green's World partner, Tucson Electric Power Company. TEP is more than a utility. They provide safe, reliable power to Tucson residents and more. As you will learn from this show and others we have done, TEP offers customers a wide range of incentivized programs to help us reduce our energy costs and build a better future. And what I would like to invite our listeners to do, think about the statement that I just made and go look at their website. They have quite the menu of choices and things that you can do and energy you can save and things that you can learn. They have a lot. It's a very robust website with lots of information if you care about your utility bill and how it's sourced. I mean, the list goes on. There's pretty much anything you ever wanted to know about what they're doing is on that website. So I am very happy to have here with me in studio Michelle Estevillo. She is the customer advocate at Tucson Electric Power. And I say the, not a, which is very telling. And Michelle, thanks so much for being here finally.
Sure.
And I know you have lots of good things to share that all of us desert dwellers are ready to hear. And all if there's right. any, if you have any insight as to a cool wave settling in, please share that.
No, it's pretty hot here.
I don't think that's about to happen. Every day it's like 106 and sunny, 106 and sunny, 106, right. At least in sight, not saying 110 and sunny. That's
this
coming.
Is true. Yes.
Okay, so there are so moving parts to a big company like TEP mm-hmm. and many different roles and responsibility, and everybody knows that. And yours is a big one because it's all about keeping the customer satisfied and pretty much the really dissatisfied customer. And that's a job that I probably wouldn't want, and I'm glad that you have it, and you've obviously been doing quite well. But tell us about your job. What's the scope of work? What does the customer advocate do at TEP?
So the customer advocate really handles those customers, as you said, that are more dissatisfied than others, escalated type situations where they just don't feel like they're needs have been met, or they haven't gotten the response that they really want, or it hasn't been explained to them in an appropriate manner, and they need someone to explain it better, maybe, and maybe even see their side of the story, not just these are the rules and these are the regulations and this is how it goes.
So you're the person we always want to talk to if we're at that point where we're really agitated. We don't want to hear the robotic answers that you're forced to give. You're listening, you're educating, you're hearing what they have to say, not just listening, right. And then trying to walk them through it or work them through it.
Absolutely, and maybe work them through it in terms or language that they'll grasp easier than the technical terms that we are required somewhat to use regarding our services.
That would make most of us have our eyes roll back in their head because
absolutely.
We have no idea what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
So that's, and right. Is it like, I know this might sound like a weird question, but is it hard to be in what I would call the ultimate complaint department, or is it you find joy, you're a happy person. Mm-hmm. So tell me about it. Is it a hard job to have?
You know, it's not that it's a hard job. It takes a lot of effort and sometimes often a lot of research.
Patience
is a good one, yeah. But I think the biggest thing for me is that I go home every day and feel like I made a difference. I did something that helps someone to understand something better. And maybe when their neighbor says, hey, I have this problem with my utility bill, they can say, oh, you know, I talked to this person and she said this.
This really nice person.
Right, and she said this and it really made a lot of sense. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, utilities don't spend as much time educating customers as they probably should. And I feel like that's my role, to help educate customers. And I enjoy it. It's something that, you know, I look forward to going to work. I don't dread that customer complaint because I know it's an opportunity to turn that customer into a happy customer and a satisfied customer.
That's wonderful.
Thanks.
I mean, it really is. And it's something that shows with your mm-hmm. attitude and the energy that you put out. And I don't think it's easy. I don't think it's an easy job. I can tell you about that right now. So part of what I have a lot of admiration and respect for is TEP. And a lot of people don't take time to learn this either. There are pricing plans.
Correct.
And maybe that's part of what you educate people about. Right. But can you go over the ones they offer? I'm excited to be educated about that because, like, I'm on budget billing,
right,
which saves me from heart attacks every summer.
Absolutely.
But talk about what are the pricing options, because utility right. bills are line item in our budgets.
Absolutely. So there's always the basic plan, and you're going to get that. That's basically just, this is you pay a per kilowatt charge.
Right. Here's your bill.
Here's
this
your bill.
Is what you use.
You use this times
yep.
this equals this type
right.
thing. So there's always the basic. But for some customers, and not every customer, I want to be clear about that, but for some customers, there are different options that will benefit them. For instance, our time of use plan. Time of use in easy terms is different times of the day that are considered peak hours, meaning the highest need for electricity, and off-peak hours, lowest need. And so if you are able in your personal lifestyle to change how you use your electricity, maybe you only do your laundry in the evening, you only cook at night, you don't use all your major appliances at once. If you're able to do that within the time frames of the time of use program, the fees for the off-peak are much lower than the fees for the on-peak, and you can kind of help to mitigate your cost, per se, because you can control your behavior in your home. Timers on pool pumps and programmable thermostats, those kinds of things can help you to lower your electrical bill, even though you're still using your electricity. You're just learning better how to utilize it. And there's some other time of use plans.
Is the benefit to that, to TEP, that it's less demand at peak times?
Exactly.
Is that right? And
exactly.
It's easier to manage the grid?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you can do your laundry at 8 o'clock instead of at 5:30 when you might come in and throw a load of laundry
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Or in the
it.
Middle of the day, you know, at 3 o'clock when it's the hottest and the most amount of electricity is demanded for those AC units, don't put your oven on and run a load of laundry and all at once.
I got it. And do you educate people? You tell
yes.
them and it's clearly delineated? Because
so,
I have a friend that's on that, and mm-hmm. she said it made a big difference in her bill.
It does make a big difference.
It's,
if you
just
if
have
it
to
works
know the
for
rules.
You. Right, that's
you have
the
to
thing.
Know the rules.
Is it for some people, you know, some people are, you know, a stay-at-home mom maybe, or they have their business out of their home, and the idea of not using electricity during a certain period maybe doesn't work for them. So it's
right.
not for everybody.
Right.
But it's definitely something that's out there. We have on our website a description of every single rate plan that
tells
what is
tells demand time of use? How
so
is that different? I didn't get that one.
The difference with the demand time of use is it looks at your hours of the day, and it says, okay, this hour for you is when you are requesting the most electrical usage. And so it bases your bill off of 1 year usage, but also your demand hour, and may charge you a demand fee that's based over your full bill.
Wouldn't you think that Mrs. Green, after having this partnership for all these years, just make fun of yourself on air, Gina, but that I would know that? Because I want to know that.
Right.
You might have to stay after class to get me on board with
right.
this, because that's... I think people want to know this.
Right. And so we have, like I said, we have on our website a spot where they can go and they can look at all the different, there's basically four. There's the basic, the time of use, the demand time of use, and then the peak.
What's peak demand?
So peak is the same thing, only it delves deeper into the peak hours, basically. So it's still looking at that demand function.
And the dream of that one is to try to get people to not be using much electricity
right.
during that time.
Absolutely.
Okay, I get it, because
absolutely.
That's when we have power outages.
Right.
So people sign up for
right.
this so that I'm not inconvenienced.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly. But still, it's an education thing, like I said. And so they can go on the website and see. We have a pamphlet that we can send out that gives them more detailed information. But they've really got to look at what their usage is and how they use their electricity to determine which is the best for them.
And, you know, I'm going to talk about it later in the hour, mm-hmm. in the half hour, and ask you to talk about Plugged In, which I think is a great newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always very impressed with the number of interactions. There's an engaged community of TEP customers that reads it and that mm-hmm. responds to it, which all of us in the public education arena want. But is there... do you have a sense for how many people in the city, and I'm using myself as an example,
right.
I tell people to be an informed consumer and to know this and know that, and I do budget billing because of the budget.
Right.
And my electricity bill the first year we lived in this house was like, for the summer, it was sickening.
Right.
It's a big house. I wish we could get solar. You know, that's a story for another day. But Are a lot of people actively engaged in looking at these things, or is more the reality the average doesn't care, they just pay their basic bill?
I don't think it's that they don't care. I think that we have a lot of transient population here, meaning that we have a lot of military people who aren't going to be here a long time.
Right.
We have a lot of students who are moving in and out, rental properties. They're not really worried about what plans are out there. They just know they're going to sign up for their electric service and go.
And then they're going to leave.
Right.
Interesting.
Exactly. And so I don't think it's that they don't care. I think it's that they're not here long term. And I think on the other side of that, where you have your homeowners that are here long term, they're more interested in learning how to save energy and education and looking at these plans.
And are more proactive.
Absolutely.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Do you have a most popular plan? I mean, is there
really
a number one?
We really don't.
No? Okay.
Because everybody's experience with electricity is different. Someone else could live in your house and it would be different than how you. So it really
right.
depends on what they
when
do.
When you work, where you work, if you
what
have
you do,
kids, if you don't have
exactly,
kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That all makes sense too. But man, I'm going to be on it.
Okay.
I can tell you right now. I mean, we had a show about energy audit and I signed up for the TEP energy audit like that day. I'm
right.
Like, okay, get
Absolutely.
Me in.
Absolutely.
And I need to get a thermostat. I just do.
Yeah, programmable.
It's on my list.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us about the home energy calculator. It's a great tool. It's on the website, and I think we should start with how do customers find it, first of all, and how does it work?
So on the www.tep.com website, there is a tab that is called Energy Efficiency, and on that tab, it says Home Energy Calculator. So they just need to go to that tab and click on it. Now, the really cool thing, in my opinion, about the Home Energy Calculator is it's not integrated. What that means, it is not connected to your utility account. So it's not looking at what you've used in the past. You have to go in and answer the questions, and it asks you questions about, like, what appliances do you have in your home? What type of appliances are they? How often do you use them? That kind of thing. So it's asking you a lot of questions. It can offer you the option to add appliances that maybe aren't listed there that you might have, like a solar water heater or whatever it may be. And you can add those things in to make it more robust. So as much time as you put into it is the information you're going to get out. But because it's not integrated, anybody can use it. You don't have to be a TEP customer to go on and use the home energy calculator.
Got it.
That's the awesome part, I think, because although I work for TEP and have for several years, I don't live in our service territory. So I'm not a TEP customer, but I use the home energy calculator on my house because it answered my questions.
Your questions.
So I think that's awesome that anyone can use it.
And I'm glad that you said it's detailed because I did go on to try to do it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it's not hard.
No.
But it's detailed.
It's detailed.
And it would be something that the joke in our family would be that it would be something a couple might do. Because
right.
if you ask me what kind of air conditioner we have,
right.
what type of water heater we have, I wouldn't know that.
Do you have an Energy Star washing machine?
Yeah,
who knows?
Exactly.
Right?
I have to,
exactly.
like, oh, hold, please. I have to go down and look.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of things that you have to walk
right.
around the house a little bit because it's not top of mind
right.
for most people.
But if you take, like I said, the information that you put in is as good as what you get
right.
out.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Kind of, yeah.
Good stuff in, good stuff out.
There you go.
I got it. So I thought,
exactly.
I got interrupted, which is so like me, whirling dervish brain. But I decided that I'm going to go back to it because I want to know what kinds of things will it tell me.
Right. So it's going to tell you ways that you can save energy. Maybe it's going to recommend that you buy a programmable thermostat because you don't have one. Or maybe you have a swimming pool with the pool pump, but it's not on a timer. And it's going to explain to you how you can save energy with what you already have in your home or with adding some things here and there. It talks about lighting, of course.
So it's a great diagnostic tool.
It is.
I am going to finish it because who doesn't want to save energy, whether
exactly.
you're a planet preserver
right.
or whether you're watching your budget, which
either way.
Like if you don't have to watch your budget, lucky you, but who doesn't? Most
right.
people do.
Most people do.
I think that's really a good idea and I would need help. I would need some technical assistance from my partner of 42 years saying, okay, babe, what kind of this? I know we have a SEER 19 or 15 or something for
right.
So
but what is it?
You have to, what
absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely.
But it's worth it.
It absolutely is worth it to
for
take
our
the
listeners
time.
That care about energy reduction
right.
and budget reduction, I think
right.
it's worth it. It's a great tool. And you
it
don't
is.
Have to be, people listen to this all over the country.
Right.
You can go to the website, TEP.com, and find it. And
absolutely.
It's very,
intuitive. It's
right.
not rocket science to figure out how to do.
Absolutely.
Now, which leads me to one of my favorite things.
Okay.
It's corny as can be, but I love to say, of course, there's an app for that.
Right.
I just want to go on record as saying, for my demographic, which would be checking the box 65 and above,
okay.
which when that happens, everybody's like, oh my gosh, I never wanted to get to there, but it's okay, I'm there, is I'm very happy about apps.
Okay.
I am.
Good.
I use them. I like for my bike riding. I have a bike riding app, and it's just instead of having to buy a device for scanning documents, I didn't have to go buy a scanner. So I'm a big fan of the app.
Okay.
So tell us about this app.
Okay.
It is so comprehensive.
It is.
So tell us about it. Take all the time you want to scream out about the app. There's an app for that at TEP.
Okay. All right. So first of all, we actually just recently did a survey of the app to see what are the main or top things that customers are using
Great
the
to
app
share
for.
That.
Which I was so excited when I found out I was going to be talking about this because I was like, oh, we just did that survey. I can talk about that. So the biggest thing that customers use our app for is to view their bill. And literally, when you hit that view bill button, it looks just like the paper bill that you get or just like the e-bill that you get. And it has all the details and you can see everything. The second thing they use it for is to pay that bill. So you can pay on
from
the app.
From your phone?
From your phone. Here's the cool thing.
Here's
the very cool thing. If you pay using a checking or savings account, it's free. No fee, on your phone, a minute.
Take care of business.
Done.
And who doesn't love that? That's
right.
Another thing I
We're
do
so busy
if
these
I'm
days.
Out of town.
Right.
I pull it up and like, oh, I can just go to, you know, Citibank or whatever. Bang, bam, it's done.
Done. Exactly.
That's really good.
So the other thing
so
that they use,
second.
Those, that's second. So the third thing that they use it the most for is to manage their usage. Because you can go on the app and you can see your usage in hourly increments. And it's about a 48-hour delay. Sometimes 24, depending on when you log in, when it's uploaded from the day before. But you can see how much you used. It shows you the temperature ranges. So you can say, oh my God, my utility skyrocketed here. Oh, well, the temperature skyrocketed. And you can kind of relate it and figure out what you're doing. And then the fourth thing that they use it for is outages. So there's an outage map.
It's worth it to have the app just for that.
Right. So there's an outage map on the app. You can see the outage. Now, here again is another one of those cool features. If you have the app and you're not logged in, you can still see the outages. Now, the other functions that it does, like the view bill, pay bill, all those things that are integrated
to
your account.
You have to be logged in.
You have to be logged in, which takes a second on the phone.
Right.
But let's say you're just curious about, you know, maybe you're at work and there's an outage or something. You can look on your phone without being logged in and see if there's an outage.
Like if it was in your house and you're at work. I didn't even think of that.
Exactly.
To me, I'm not sure, but it seems like most outages for some reason occur at night. And I don't understand that, but it seems like there's not been a lot during the day, maybe just not in my area.
It may just be not in your area.
Yeah.
They range all throughout the day and
a lot
time,
of times during monsoon. I guess that's what I'm thinking
absolutely.
Of, where something gets hit.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's good to know because you always want to know. The flood lines are, the phone lines are flooded.
Right.
So you don't want to call anybody.
And so if you are logged into that app, you can hit, and you're on the outage piece, you can report an outage from the app. You don't have to call in. You can just hit that report outage button. You answer a few questions. Yes, no. And you've
and who's watching that? Who's watching that at TEP?
Our staff is watching
because,
that. Yeah.
I mean, there's a longtime employee, my friend, I'm going to mention him on the air, Bobby Gentry, that worked for TEP forever. And I think he sat in that room managing what was going on for many, many years to make sure that we have safe and reliable power.
Absolutely.
It is not a job that I would want.
Right. But so the other part of the app is preference management. So you can set up in the app and say, okay, I want a notification 2 days before my bill is due as a reminder.
Wow.
I want a notification the day after my bill was due if I forgot to pay it. Whatever your preferences are, you can go in and set those up so you can modify the app so it fits your personal lifestyle and what works for you. You can turn notifications on and off. It's an awesome tool.
That's huge.
It's an awesome tool.
I mean, it really is an awesome tool.
Yeah. Especially in this day and age.
And what's been... especially in this day and age where right. people travel and they're busy and
absolutely.
It's crazy. I right. have online billing through something called PayTrust, and mm-hmm. it went from taking an hour and a half to pay my bills to like 10 minutes.
Exactly.
And you can schedule it the day of, the day right. before. If I go on vacation, I can schedule it for
right.
you know, a couple of weeks out. So this is a really great tool. How's it been received? How are you getting the word out about
it? It's doing well. We, you know, we have advertisement about it,
right.
bill stuffers. It's growing exponentially each month. We keep track of all of that, how many people use it. The other thing that we looked at when we did this survey just recently was how many people use it once a month, twice a month, or three or more times.
And
it actually got divided basically in thirds. One third of the population uses it once a month, and that's just to pay their, just to view their
yeah.
bill. They're viewing their bill, they're done. The other third of the population that's using it is using it twice a month, one view and one pay. And then the other third of the population, those are the people that are managing their usage and looking at data on a regular basis. And so, and the one thing about the app is because it's been such a good hit for us and so popular and so easy to use. We're working on new stuff every single day. I talked to our app developer today, and he said, oh, yeah, we're working on some new things that are going to come out, and we're upgrading, and that's why we did this survey
They're
to see what people,
at the,
they
yeah,
are.
Chomping at the bit for the next wonderful
they
thing.
Are. You know, they are. They love it.
I think that's interesting on personalities, because we have a language in our team based on an assessment tool that we did. There are many of them out there. I'm sure mm-hmm. they do something like that at TEP. And there's, you know, quick starts, which, no surprise, I'm a quick start.
Right.
And then there's the long fact finder.
Right.
So the long fact finders are that third that are going down there that the details make my eyes roll back in my head.
Right.
And I'm
right.
like, way too much information
yes.
that I don't want to know all that.
You
but
want high level.
There's something for everything. I just tell me how much it's going to cost and what can I do to save it.
Right.
Like two questions and that's
I'm
good.
Done.
Kilowatt hours. It's
I know
it's really hard, but it's interesting because the way the third it probably reflects a lot of the population and types,
right?
Very
absolutely.
Much so.
Absolutely.
I would probably go a couple times, but I'm going to look into it more, especially now about the adages, and tell my daughter. I mean, it is a blessing of this time.
Right.
It's a convenience in a very fast-paced world.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about I'm a TEP customer myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I did sign up for the monthly newsletter. It just came in this morning, and I didn't mm-hmm. have time to read it. I don't know who puts that together, but kudos to them. I don't know if it's Jen Fitzenberger.
Yeah.
That's her, not her new name.
Right.
but it's a free newsletter that includes information that help customers save energy and money. And for my opinion, it's fun. It's informative. It's easy to digest. Can you give us a couple of highlights of things that people could expect to find by signing up? We get so many newsletters. Why would they want to get this one?
Well, of course, there's always the energy efficiency aspect. You know, there's always that. Here's a tip for you to save money on your electric bill. And especially right now with the heat coming, we really want to get out there in front of it and tell customers, here's some ways you can save energy at home. Here's some recommendations. Like, for instance, one of the stories that we did, which kind of seems kind of quirky maybe, but it was like, you know what? It's summer. It's hot. For dinner, why don't you make something cold? Have fruit salad, chicken salad, and recipes. Instead of lighting the oven, exactly. So just little tidbits to kind of maybe, you already knew those things, but maybe it stirs something in the back of your mind and you're like, oh, wow. And then, of course,
it's a friendly reminder.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
And then, of course, with the pricing plans, when new pricing plans come out or anything new is going on, of course, it's going to be in that newsletter and we're going to tell you, this is a new pricing plan that we're offering. This is a new benefit that we're going to do. Those kind of things. And then also we talk about, you know, one of the things that's really important to TEP is being a good community partner.
I was just going to say that.
And we
highlight all the things you do to get back to the community.
Exactly. And, you know, us as employees, I've been with the company 13 years. And us as employees, we really enjoy giving back to the community. I know I do. I volunteer at events. And
it's a culture there.
It is. It is our culture.
It absolutely is a culture.
It absolutely is. And so we talk about those kind of things too. Maybe something that's upcoming that might interest you or you might want to know about, that kind of thing. So it's not just being your utility, but being a partner in your community and showing that we care about the community just like everybody else does.
a community partner is really a good way to say it. And it's just like I've said, I've had, you know, Dave Hutchins on the show, and I wouldn't have to answer to as many masters as he does.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't want to do that, especially like the ACC and the customers and the big corporation of which you are a part. It's a very challenging job, and he does it with, it looks like,
grace.
Ease and grace.
Absolutely.
It looks like it, but I want to know the secret. I think he works out a lot. So I don't know if this is in your area, but I wonder about, it's it could be called an age of what I call data stealing paranoia. Isn't
Absolutely.
That just highly technical, where people can get your information? I don't live in a lot of fear about that, because part of it is I do the protection things, my privacy
Absolutely.
Settings that I can, but I don't live in fear of getting hacked.
Right.
But what about fraud? Can fraud occur through the TEP system? Is there any, or is that under your...
So actually, that's something that I do handle. And so it can occur necessarily in the TEP system, but fraud does occur. So when you sign up for service, you either do it online or over the phone. And people, we have had some customers who have used other people's information to start service because they're trying to avoid something in their history with us that they may owe a lot of money or something else may happen. And so it happens. We also get, we are notified on a regular basis from our bank about fraudulent credit card payments or someone used someone else's card to pay their bill. The biggest fraud thing that has happened lately is phone calls, mostly to businesses, but also residences. They might, like a restaurant, they'll call them an hour before lunch rush and say, this is TEP, and the phone number is our phone number. It looks like us. And they'll say, we're going to turn your service off in an hour if you don't pay X amount of dollars right now.
And it's not
it's
to TEP?
It's not to TEP.
Oh my
they give
gosh.
You an 800 number to call back. They want you to go buy a prepaid credit card. As soon as you call that number back and give them that prepaid credit card,
the
that money is gone.
Gone. And do people actually do
Unfortunately,
it?
Unfortunately, they do. Especially if you've got a small business
you're
and
scared.
You're worried. Oh my God,
oh my
I have
gosh,
lunch rush in
so
an hour.
Awful.
Right. So it has happened to some of the businesses in Tucson. And you know, we work with those businesses. There's nothing we can do about it, but we work with payment extensions and that kind of thing to help them get through it. But just so everyone knows, we would never contact you that way and tell you we're going to shut your service off in an hour. We would never do that. It's not our process.
That might be the most valuable piece of this show. The energy tips were great.
Right.
But, you know, I got a call the other day from Microsoft.
Right.
And I called my... About 2 years ago, I called my tech support person, and he said, Gina, you will never, ever, ever, not ever,
right.
period, end of story, Microsoft does not call you.
Right.
So I played this guy a little bit.
Right.
And I said, can I have your first and last name and your badge ID number? And he, you know, he had a very thick accent, and he said his name was like Adam Jones or something
right.
like that. And I said, well, clearly that sounds doubtful to me, but I understand. And I asked for his badge number, and he said, why do you want it? And I said, because I know that it's really unusual for Microsoft to call. And he pushed it. And he said, all we want to know, and here's my badge number. I mean, he could say anything.
Exactly.
Usually they hang up when I do that.
Absolutely.
This guy didn't. I said, well, you know what? I know you're a fraud, and shame on you for bothering me, the consumer, because Microsoft never calls anybody, and
right.
I hang up on them. But that's really good to know,
yeah.
Michelle.
So if you ever get one of those phone calls, hang up and call us.
And let
don't
good and
fall
and then
it.
Should they get the number that they said to call? Is there any way to track them?
It's just not. We've worked with TPD and other law enforcement agencies, and unfortunately, there's not. But just for your protection, don't talk to them. Hang up the phone and call us.
You know, stuff like that just makes me so mad.
I know, me too.
It makes me so mad, and you're especially preying on the small business person and using fear as your club. It makes me really sad.
Absolutely.
So everybody, time really does fly when there's good. Not just having fun, but good content and good information that our listeners want to know about how to save money, how to save electricity, how to lessen their load on the grid, how to be more engaged in their utility bills,
right.
and how to avoid fraud and being scammed.
Absolutely.
Your answer floored me. I'm sure you could tell by my body language. It's like, what? Get a job.
I know.
So anyway, you can find more information out at TEP.com. anything you ever want to know about anything discussed on this show, you can either do info at Mrs. Green's World or Gina at Mrs. Green's World or Kelly at Mrs. Green's World or Meredith. We're all there to help answer your questions. So our next Mrs. Green's World show is June 19th with Sabrina Helm. It is going to be a great show, climate change and depression. And our Down to Earth next is Tim Sibley, air filters, why they matter to your health. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
This
Thanks for having
delightful.
Me.
Hey, watch your energy out there. Make it a great green week.